Well, Saul Levine is Executive Director at TIPS, which is Trade and Industry Policy Strategies. And this huge surge that we've seen in business closures, Saul, it's completely terrifying. I mean, these are registered businesses. These aren't sort of informal enterprises which have, you know, collapsed under the weight of a lack of interest or just, you know, the dismay at what's happened in the economy. We've seen 1,000 businesses close just in the first half of 2021. And that's on top of a spike in closures last year as well as a direct result of COVID. It's a trying time, Saul.
Yeah, it's very, very bad times for businesses. I mean, we can see that many businesses that were hanging in there in the early parts of COVID with all the different support measures of, you know, the income support for workers and the payment holidays, many are seeing that their markets are not returning. And we can also see by industry, which are most affected in these business closures. It really is in the business services and in the catering accommodation that are really being hard hit with all these business closures.
The measures that were announced by government today, this 39 billion rand sort of temporary relief package, does it go any way to alleviating some of the burden? Certainly in micro enterprises who don't have the insurance, who don't have the support that people who have got the backing of SASRI will have?
I think these measures are really critical because one of the things that they do is they put money in the pockets of consumers. So what we people taking their 350 rand and the other support measures that come into play and using that to stimulate economic growth. I think that it's underplayed how important these measures to, you know, give people their grants are, not only for those people who can, you know, now have meals to eat and things like that, but also for the businesses that they're buying these things from. And we can see why. You know, even though the number of business closures are really high and deeply worrying, we have also seen that it's not that much out of kilter with previous years. So what we have seen is an uptick, but it's really the new businesses that are not being started that worries me more than the business closures.
Explain that, because it's not something we would ordinarily think of, because we look at the immediate data, we say, oh, it's not so bad. But the number of people being dissuaded from taking the risk of putting new capital into the market is what is concerning you, because that's the future of jobs.
Yes, absolutely. So when we look at the data going back a few years, we can see every year there's between 1,800 and 2,000 businesses closing per year. It is going to be more this year based on what's been happening in the economy. But what really worries me is that we're not seeing new businesses being created. We see businesses closing all the time for a variety of reasons. And, you know, there have been problems with recession even before COVID. But what worries me is that, you know, would you be prepared to start? Would you be brave enough to start a business in this time? Some people are. I know people that are doing it. But it is. It's high risk. And people are more likely to say, okay, I'll hang on to that job rather than take that plunge that I've been wanting to do for the last few years.
And the long-term consequences, because, I mean, it takes the vast majority, and Pavlo Fatidis tells us all the time, I mean, the vast majority of businesses don't make it past their first birthday, and those that survive beyond 5 years are not guaranteed of any success either. But it's not until you've sort of been in the market for a while that you start doing the things like creating the jobs and paying the taxes that the economy needs. What would you like to see government doing further in order to encourage more risk-taking in the world of creating businesses? The finance minister talking a good talk on the show tonight, talking about we need to more policy reforms. There's been huge policy reforms so far, but clearly we need more. What reforms do we need to help?
I mean, one of the things that we've been talking about for a while is the importance of having a proper credit guarantee in place where the loans that new businesses take out are given support, either from a government fund or through an insurance scheme, where you're able to say, okay, the business doesn't have all the boxes to tick, but there is support out there so that they can get access to that finance. These kind of measures we've seen all over the place, all over the world. And what we did see initially when the COVID support came out, there was a guarantee scheme, but it was too early and mistimed and not quite targeted at new enterprises. And the uptake was poor as a result. But what we need is really measures like that but also, you know, the way we approach, you know, some of the supply chains. There's been a lot of talk about localizing some of the supply chains because they've broken down globally, and to try and get more of our local businesses to supply some of these products represents a huge opportunity, but it has to be done competitively, and it has to be done on a basis where those businesses can provide value for their customers.
These statistics that you're talking about, of course, the 1,000 closures in the first 6 months of this year will exclude the chaos of the riots of July, and that is in KZN and in Gauteng. And I wonder if that's going to lead to that extraordinary surge that you are apprehensive about.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, already the year to date is higher than previous years, so we're definitely going to see, based on the current trajectory, but also if we're not seeing the stimulus measures working, then, you know, there are problems. So the measures announced today are absolutely critical, and will hopefully mean that we see less closures in the second half of the year.
Certainly hope you're right on that one, Saul. Saul Levine is director at TIPS Trade and Industry Policy Strategies. Yeah, collapses of businesses. Interesting that it's not that much worse than in previous years, but geez, at a time like this, it couldn't be a worse time to be closing businesses. It really couldn't. The concern that he has, and it's such a well-placed concern, is that, you know, every year, so 2,000 businesses fail. That's, you know, normal. That's fine. Not every business is destined to succeed. The problem is they're not being replaced with new ventures and new risk-taking because people are just too chup-scared to take the plunge. So that is the concern. It's a well-placed concern, and it is something we certainly need to take cognizance of.